Last week, as we heard in our gospel, a lesson of preparedness to the parable of the 10 virgins, we were encountered with a quote that called us to think of what would happen if we were not prepared. At the end of the parable, it says, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you." That very phrase must strike the fear of the Lord in our hearts. But with this fear of the Lord, this theme is also present with us today. In our first reading, it says, "The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." And then again in our psalm, it says, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord." In such words, are we called to be scared of the God we've been told is love? Are we called to be scared of love? Not so. What fear of the Lord leads us towards is understanding through the Holy Spirit that in our true respect for God, in our honor for God, we fear not living a life with Him. We don't want to live a life separated from Him. We want to live a life totally dedicated to Him. So our fear, maybe more properly stated, our awe and reverence for Him, properly puts us in a place spiritually to avoid sin and attachment to whatever we have because of our reverence and our love for God. This fear leads us to a life that leads out of ourselves and more closer to Him. There is definitely this fear and awe of the Lord that we need to respect. And today we hear these words that we long for at the end of our life. As the Master comes back, we hear of those who made use of their talents, who doubled their talents, and the Master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Is that rather not the message we want to hear? That at the end, with all that God has given us, we have lived a life well done. In such themes of fear of the Lord, awe, and faithfulness, I find it useful to bring a concept commonly used within storytelling. We hear about this thing called the hero's journey. And at the very beginning of the hero's journey, there is a call to adventure. You see, as we meet the main character, we may see them in whatever ordinary world that they live in, usually portrayed as maybe this bland and boring place. But then they are greeted by an invitation to live a life bravely and courageously, a life out of the ordinary. An owl leaves a letter at the door. People are given a choice between a red pill or a blue pill. A princess greets us and says, "You're my only hope." These stories are universally embedded with this call to adventure. But also with this call to adventure, separate from fear of the Lord, there is fear to move. There is fear that leaves us paralyzed to leave our ordinary life. There is risk. There are questions of how faithful we can stay on our mission, if we even have the right qualities to do such a thing, to see what we are called to do. And yet, throughout the journey, the hero is called. And very well, we are called as well to act on what was entrusted to us as the Master went on his journey. Our gospel shows us, yes, we are each given different talents. And some are given more talents, some less. But at the end, it is not about how much talent we have that determines if we will share in the experience of the Master's joy, but it's if we stay faithful with our talents. In the risk of sharing our talents, our wisdom, our money, we see our giving fosters the faithful. In giving of whatever we have, we know that it is totally God's. And we have to be able to give that to other people. And in this small responsibility, we will share in the Master's joy as we give, and ultimately share in the joy that comes in eternal life. But if one is shown their talent, their responsibilities, and decides to do nothing with it, they in fact do hide it, then they do not answer the call to adventure. They do not answer the call of our Master. Instead, the servant was paralyzed and not giving out of fear or complacency, even looking beyond our talents. Can we not see that there is also this gift of great value, which is our faith, which God has entrusted us to different responsibilities to? As priests, teachers, ministers, just lay faithful to the church, each of us has our responsibility, and we must live that responsibility, live those talents, those capacities to answer that call to adventure. And although people may want our faith to be private and hidden, that is definitely not what we are called to do. We are not called to say simply, "Oh yes, this is my faith, these are my talents," and not do anything with them in a way of complacency. And we are not called to have a faith that has great value in our lives, and yet does not risk to share the gospel at all. We must truly see what Jesus has entrusted us to spread the gospel, to love others, to be the light of the world, to be children of the light, to feed those who are hungry, to care for those who are vulnerable, to be hospitable, and in our capacities that he has given us, in the talent he has given us, how is he calling us in those small responsibilities to be his faithful servant? How is he calling you, future hero of the faith? If you gave of yourself what God is calling yourself to give, honestly and truly, what he's calling you to give, how does that look like? However it looks like, in the awe of our great God and our desire to always be in relationship with him, to be faithful to him, I ask you to live it courageously and bravely, so that when our Master comes back from his journey, or our journey ends, we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your Master's joy."